SafetyFM.com with Jay Allen. Changing safety cultures, one broadcast and one podcast at a time.
Well, hello and welcome to another episode of Safety FM with Jay Allen. I hope everything is good and grand inside of your neck of the woods as we're coming to you on this lovely December the 5th, you know, of 2023. It's, of course, a Tuesday because we normally release shows on Tuesday and Friday around here. So, yeah, that's what's going on. So, how have you been? How are things? How is it all going for you? Hopefully, everything's going quite fantastic because, you know, it is that interesting time of the year where we start celebrating everything. It's the holidays here in the U.S. as we go through it and all that kind of fun stuff. And, you know, it's always amazing because we start going to this music that we take a listen to during the holidays. Not talking about normal music that we normally listen to, but I'm talking about holiday music. And I started thinking about it. And I said, why don't we sit back today and start analyzing the psychological effects of music on the human brain? And I said, maybe that's the episode today. Maybe not taking too much of a dive into some of the safety stuff, but let's talk about some of the other stuff. As you know, music is a universal language that's transcending cultures and boundaries and has a profound impact on the human brain. From the rhythms that make you want to move to the melodies that stir up emotions, music is more of a mere form of entertainment. It's really a psychological experience, if you really think about it. If you take a listen to what I have to say today, we're going to delve into the ways that music influences the brain, emotion, and behaviors. So, the brain is always responsive to music, good, bad, or indifferent. When music hits our ears, it's not just the auditory cortex that lights up. Multiple areas of the brain engage, including those responsible for emotion, memory, and motor control. Neuroimaging studies have shown that listening to music activates the nucleus accumbens, a key part of the brain reward system, releasing dopamine and a feel-good neurotransmitter. This reaction explains the chills or the thrills that we often experience while listening to your favorite tunes. So, emotional regulation and expression is, well, when the music has the ability to evoke and regulate emotions in one of one's most fascinating aspects, a melancholic melody that can resonate with our sadness while an upbeat rhythm can uplift our spirits. This emotional renaissance is due in part to the limbic system response to music. Certain songs can evoke strong emotions, memories, transporting us back to a time and allowing us to re-experiment feelings associated to that past event. So, if you take a look at the other side, the cognitive benefits of music, listening to music isn't just an emotional experience, it also has cognitive benefits. Studies have shown that the music can enhance cognitive functions such as memory, attention, and even intelligence. The Mozart effect, a popular term coined from studies suggesting that listening to classical music might temporarily enhance one's IQ, underscoring the cognitive impacts of music. Through it should be noted, as the effect is still debated among scientists. Music as a stress reliever? Well, I guess we can go into that as well. Music roles in a stress reduction is well known and documented. Slow tempo music in particular can induce a relaxation response, slowing down the heart rate and breathing, reducing blood pressure, and decreasing the levels of stress hormones. For many, music is a go-to resource for calming the mind and easing tensions. Therapeutic uses of music? Well, there's some of those too. The therapeutic potential of music is vast. Music therapy is recognized as a psychological practice used to aid in treating various conditions, including depression, anxiety, and trauma. It also has been effective in managing chronic pain and improving the quality of life for individuals with dementia. Music and social connection. Music is inherently social. It's a medium that brings people together, whether at a concert, festival, or impromptu jam session. Group musical activities like singing in a choir or playing in a band can foster a sense of community and belonging, contributing to positively to one's social and emotional well-being. Music is a physical movement? Well, that's something else we can talk about. It's the connection between music movement that, you know, can initiate things for you. Think about how certain beats can make it almost impossible not to tap your foot. This is because of the motor cortex. which is responsible for the movement that is activated when you listen to music with a beat, compelling us to move to the rhythm. This connection is also why music is often the central component in various forms of physical therapy. Think about that for a moment. So let's talk about the personalized music experience. The impact music can vary greatly from person to person. What might be soothing melody to one individual can be uninteresting tune to another. Our music preferences are influenced by a variety of factors, including cultural background, personal experiences, and even our current emotional state. So how would I put this in conclusion for you? Well, the psychological effects of music on a human brain are complex and multifaceted, even invoking emotional responses to enhancing cognitive functions and fostering social connections. Music is a powerful tool that can impact our mental health and well-being in a profound way. As researchers continue to unveil the mysteries of music to the brain, we can appreciate not just the art, but also the science behind the melodies that move us. Even during this great time during the holidays. I mean, think about it. That emotional impact that music has on one of us, maybe two of us, maybe even just all of us. Anyways, I've been your safety manager and host, Jay Allen. And until next time, be safe.
The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are those of the host and its guest and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of the company. Examples of analysis discussed within this podcast are only examples. They should not be utilized in the real world as the only solution available, as they are based only on very limited and dated open source information. Assumptions made within this analysis are not reflective of the position of the company. No part of this podcast may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, mechanical, electronic, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of the creator of the podcast, Jay Allen.